Jives, how long have I been away?
Many years, Master Jack.
Many years? I can't believe that. I've only been gone a few hours, a day at most.
Time slips past, and it slips fast.
But I don't understand what could have happened.
Time's free will. Look in that there mirror, Master Jack.
Oh, let me see. Oh, thank God. The same as always. Tell me, Jives, the others, are they...
changed? Here come that little Frida.
Little Frida. So she's back. But what will she look like?
Oh, Jack, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you, too. But I don't understand. You're exactly the same as when I left.
You've only been gone a few hours, Jack.
But Jives here, he's gone. Well, you should have seen him. He was really old.
Really? I saw him an hour ago, and he looked fine. Maybe he's an old quick change artist or something.
Or something, yeah. A disguise expert, maybe. Anyway, how did you get back?
Oh, I wanted to hear about your adventures.
Well, first tell me how you materialized again.
It was simple. When we were at the temple, the energy was so strong that I knew I could dissolve if I cared to let myself go. So I did.
Well, how'd you get back through?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's a matter of not getting scared and letting yourself go. Anyone can do it, and then you reappear by simply gathering yourself back together again. Concentration, one-pointedness of mind, that sort of thing.
But where were you?
That's what I want to hear from you.
Okay. Well, after you'd dissolved and I was headed back to the mansion, suddenly I saw the tower. I took off running as fast as my legs could carry. So then the little green-eyed gooseberry demons melted away as soon as they stepped into the tower. Odd the way that happened.
Then you're certain Lord Giles may be there? Somewhere?
Possibly. That he did enter the fourth tower, that much I'm certain of. But whether he's still all right and what level he might be on, I'm just not sure. Finding Lord Giles is going to be like searching for a porcupine in a pin factory.
I heard that remark, and I don't see the point of it all.
Oh, Auntie, it's good to see you again.
Why, have I been somewhere? So, you've been out risking your skin for that foolhardy husband of mine.
But there's a possibility that Uncle Giles may still be alive.
Oh, Jack. Stand still a moment. Let me look at you. Yes, you're different than you were yesterday.
Hmm?
You have that adventurous spark in your eyes now, like Henry used to have. Poor Henry. The last of his kind, and yet one of the first.
I don't understand.
Little Frida, please puff your Havana taper in some other direction. My nostrils are beginning to feel like Venus flytraps snapping for air.
Sorry, Lady Giles.
As I've said, Cuba is fine and Castro is fine for the Cubans. But in my house, keep Havana downwind, please.
Yes, Lady Giles.
In fact, let us leave the sanatorium for expiring tobacco leaves and receive some fresh morning air out on the terrace.
You were saying, Auntie, about Uncle Giles being the last of his kind, and yet one of the...
Yes, yes, he was. One of the last great explorers and adventurers. And look at you, Jack. Where can you go now? Africa? South America? Borneo? Hardly. The day for that kind of explorer is over. I am talking about new continents, new worlds, planes of existence beyond the imagination. This is the new explorer, hearty like the old breed, and yet requiring a sensitivity and discipline and spirit that selects only those who are most careful to do it right. Oh, what is that?
It's Dr. Missoula. He's running as though the very devil was after him.
Him.
Holy smokes, it's the dragon!
I've warned Dr. Missoula, watch yourself poking around in that dragon's cave, but no, he wouldn't listen. Now look at the old codger run. He's hot on your heels! Faster! Faster, Dr. Missoula! Faster!
You start right where you are, and you be as conscious as you can be at that moment, and take everything that happens to you day or night, night too, dreams too, all of it, and just pass it through the mill of the witness. Just watch it all go by. Note it, honor it, understand it, and let it all go by. Yes, and that too. Right, and that too. And when you get angry and you forget and then you wake up and you see you were angry, don't sit around being preoccupied with what a bad cat you were for getting angry. That's just more attachment. Just go on with it. Ramana Maharshi said, if all the people that sat around complaining, alas, I am a sinner, would just do the method instead of that, they'd all become enlightened. We're all going to trip and fall thousands of times every day. Every day somebody, the demons are coming so fast, all the words, all the thoughts. Every time you say, I'm hungry, that is a demon. Because who's hungry? That's just an illusion. And you've just identified with hunger again for the 10 billionth time. But they're pretty persuasive, aren't they? They're pretty good demons. The body is a really good one. It really sucks you in. You try to sit in the lotus position for 6 hours, and your body will show you where it's at. Think you're going to do in the ego that easy? Ha ha ha. You think the knee is not going to say, I'm here. And I'm your knee, and you know it, and I hurt.
Dr. Mazzullo, try for the maze.
He's headed for the maze.
Well, I think he can do it.
It'll be close.
He did it. He's into the maze.
No, in that case, I will look. Oh, dear. The dragon is furious. It's tearing apart the hedges as though they were little rows of tea biscuits.
Dr. Mazzullo seems to be running the maze quite well.
It could well be a new record.
Oh, it's fortunate Lord Giles is not here to witness this destruction of his maze. He'd be most perturbed. He'd run right down there and box that dragon right square on the snoot.
I think I'd better give Dr. Mazzullo a hand.
Look,
I'll see you later.
The dragon has stopped. It's looking up at us.
Oh, Giles! Giles! My Rolleiflex, hurry!
It's eyes!
Hurry, Giles!
Look at its eyes!
Giles, quicker, my Rolleiflex!
It's off. Turned! It's turned! It's going away!
It's returning to the cave!
Damn it, Giles! Where are you?
Hey, what did you see in its eyes just now?
Well, I saw the bewilderment of a beast.
Oh, I give up. Look, there he goes, dragging his tail behind him.
It had no idea what it was doing. It was sad, actually.
Well, I don't know. The maze looks pretty sad right now.
Dr. Mazzullo, are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. After your shower, come have tea with us.
I'm going down to make certain that he's all right. I'll be back in a little while.
I wonder what Dr. Mazzullo was up to this time.
I guess he must have been investigating the cave.
I should hope that next time he's either more conscious about his actions or he uses something faster than his own little feet.
Lady Giles, when are you going to tell Jack?
I don't understand.
Oh, yes, you do.
It's difficult to refrain from telling the truth to you. Your strange eyes, they must see everything.
Yes.
Those shimmering patterns you see, is it the color change that exposes one?
Yes. The patterns change also. When someone holds back the truth, their patterns stir suddenly and then resettle. If the person is an expert, he'll either keep his patterns in order or send them out to mingle with yours and confuse you. So, when are you going to tell Jack?
I don't know if it makes much difference at this point. Besides, he's had enough things to concern himself with.
We should be honest with him.
Oh, you are such a moralist, little Frida. If it weren't for those Havana cigars you so indulge yourself in, I'd fear you had no vices at all. A disturbing thought.
My people were very...
Oh, your people were as pure as little fairies, but filled with mischief. I couldn't turn my back on your father without his slipping a poo-poo cushion beneath my seat. A most startling experience.
When do we tell Jack, and what exactly are you going to tell him?
You are a persevering little child. What exactly I say will be, in general, to explain how we were all together in Atlantis once upon a time, and how we've all gone through many incarnations since then, and how we've all advanced our consciousness significantly with each incarnation, all except for Jack, who was having a good time. So now we've all come together again. But for the circle to be complete, it was necessary to have given that loafer a crash course, and also we need Lord Jowls.
When do we tell Jack the rest?
When the time comes. He's hardly ready to hear the rest yet.
At first, that witness that we're talking about is just like, it's part of your rational mind. It's one little me that's watching all the other me's. Gurdjieff says, well, I guess I've said, one me sets the alarm clock at night and the other me turns it off in the morning and says, who set that alarm clock? And there are thousands of me's, and one me watches all the other me's. That's its trip. It's got nothing else going. Just watches the other me's. It's not evaluating them. It's not trying to make them enlightened. Just watching. Saying, ah, angry. Ah, horny. Ah, sleepy. Ah, putting yourself down again. Ah, pride. Ah, planning. Thinking. Just sitting around noting it all. Ah, yes, that too. Oh, yes, and that too. Yes, and that too. That's still just rational mind. It's still on this side of the doorway. But it's a step. It's what it is a, like a leverage thing you can use to get rid of all the rest of the me's until you're just being this me that's just here all the time. Here we are, right? We're all here, right? Sure, you've got your drama, I've got my drama, you're going to walk out in the street, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you're going to do that. This lifetime, you'll do this drama, I'll do that drama, you'll die, I'll be reborn, you'll be reborn, on we'll go, and we're all here. We're all continually here. Nobody's going anywhere. You just got to wake up out of the dream that you were going somewhere.